It's time for our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
Kia ora, Jamie Lee. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Kelly. Nice to be with you.
You too. Busy day for you.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm moving house today, but dedication is still calling in to chat to you.
Good on you. Wait, so you're moving house out of Botany? Out of your electorate?
Of course not.
Right,
of
I was going to say.
Not. Still in Botany, just a different house in Botany.
Actually, do you is that a stipulation? Do you have to stay inside? You have to be living inside your electorate?
No. There's a number of MPs that have moved out of their electorate or were elected out of their electorate and moved in later on.
Right.
I think in the United States, you actually have to be a resident to stand in certain elections, but not New Zealand.
Interesting. Sorry about that.
Most of us are, though.
Slight digression. So, more important matters, surely. The foreign aid budget has been a bit of a hot topic this week. National is kind of looking at what the hike has been shown as maybe Labor just given Winston Peters a little bit of money to make him happy. Is that true?
Pretty much it's the price for Jacinda Ardern to be Prime Minister. I guess our concern and our complaint is that the government is breaking a number of promises. They went out there to the people and they said they were going to do certain things like lower doctors' visits by $10. They're going to lift the health and education budgets. And they're proving that they're not going to be able to deliver that. The health minister's probably been the biggest one who's been saying, hey, look, sorry, I'm not going to be able to fulfill our election promises. But then we have this information from the foreign minister, that the Prime Minister has agreed to allow him to increase the foreign budget, which primarily goes towards a whole lot of diplomats and embassies, lifting that by about $1 billion. Now, those are the government's own numbers. We're not adding up with our opposition calculator. It's the government saying they're lifting the foreign spending by $1 billion. And we say, hey, if you can't afford to lower the cost for doctors, as you promised at the election, how can you then go and spend this amount of money on a budget for increases for diplomats and for embassies? Surely children's health visits and New Zealanders going to the doctor is more important. If not, why did you go into the election with it? So it seems as though Winston Peters has got something out of being signing up to going with Labor. And not only that, he's going to be Prime Minister soon. And this budget increase is another one of the costs of Jacinda Ardern being Prime Minister and Labor being in government.
I just want to quickly go back to what you said before about the election promise that they said that they were going to lower GP visits. Things like that and other promises they've made, is it not possible that they can do both? Do you think that this one foreign aid hike that we've seen is going to mean that all the other promises are out the door?
I don't think it means all the other promises are out the door. Surely they're going to fulfil some of them. But you've had the government this week, or actually last week, saying they're not going to be able to fulfil their health promises. David Clark's been breaking promises left, right and centre around the doctor's visits. He also spent about a year saying that they were going to ramp up health funding by a large amount that he was claiming we weren't putting in, when actually we were increasing health every year. But hey, he said he was going to put, I think, $1.7 billion extra into health, and he's been saying he's not going to be able to achieve that. The problem we have is that Labor promised too much during the election campaign. There isn't the funding there to do everything that they wanted to. We still believe that spending track was on a good track under us. But if you make election promises, there's an expectation that you stick to them. Broken promises by a government is quite a bad thing, and it's the type of situation that typically leads to governments losing the following election. If you make promises, mislead people, and then you go and break them. But hey, at least there's still money there for all of Winston's diplomats.
So Winston Peters' argument to this, because obviously Simon Bridges has been quite vocal about this, is saying that it's going to go to Pacific nations that need it in a sort of preventative manner. So he's saying, in the end, it's not just an altruistic action, it's actually just good economics. Prevention saves money, preventative health strategies save more taxpayer health dollars downstream by tackling the health problems early. What's your response to that?
Sure, and we do put a large amount of our foreign budget into that aid, but I still think the point stands. If you've promised to lower the cost for healthcare, access to healthcare for New Zealanders, and you break that promise so you can lower the cost of healthcare for people living in the Pacific or education for people living in the Pacific, isn't that misleading New Zealanders as to what you would provide New Zealanders? I think New Zealanders are still first and foremost. New Zealanders are the priority. if you say you're going to do something in an election, you should go ahead and do that. And when it comes to the Pacific budget, we were putting money into Pacific aid, and that is not in question. What is in question is the way in which the government breaks its promises, but still gives Winston Peters whatever he demands.
So, and another sort of, you guys were putting in money to foreign aid when you were in government, and I think it's sort of shown that New Zealand gave, you know, 0.23% of our gross national income in aid, but kind of on average, OECD countries give 0.4%. Do you think that the 0.23% is enough? Would, if you guys were in government, would you have increased aid spending at all, or frozen it like Australia has just said they are going to?
Well, I know that when we were in government, more money was going into foreign aid, and between 2015 and 2017, I think there's about $100 million more put into foreign aid. Having money going into foreign aid is not in question. It's about prioritising what you do as a government. And the political complaint here is that Winston Peters gets whatever he wants. That's the price of Labor being in government. But when it comes to Labor's promises around doctor's visits, they weren't going ahead with that. Labor has broken their election promises and what they committed to New Zealanders to do. When it comes to foreign aid spending, Australia and New Zealand, we're the big fish in the Pacific. We pull our weight in the Pacific. And if New Zealand and Australia weren't doing what we did in the Pacific, then there'd be a significant gap there. The risk with that is that a country like China would go and fill that gap, and we don't want that, which is partly why we wanted TPP as well, because we wanted countries like New Zealand, Australia, Canada and the US to play more of a role in the Pacific. And trade works in a big way. When it comes to aid, money was going into aid. Money should continue to go into aid, but if you're going to ramp up the foreign spending by $1 billion, a lot of that going towards new embassies and diplomats whilst breaking your promises, then you've misled New Zealanders, and that's absolutely wrong.
Moving on to the upcoming budget that will be announced on Thursday, we know some of the facets of this already, such as international aid and the winter energy payment. What else do you think we can expect to see from Thursday's announcements?
Oh, we're going to expect to see that the new government's not going to be able to pay back debt in the way that the previous government was, and getting your debt under control is pretty important. As you said, we've seen a whole lot of policies around health, which they're breaking. I think you'll also see that there's going to be more tax on the horizon, and there's going to be a difficulty for the government to fulfil all of their promises within the spending envelope that was available. We're also seeing that they're putting in place policies which we believe are an attack on growth, and we believe will have detrimental impacts for growth in New Zealand. You know, what they're talking about in the farming and dairy sector, what they're talking about in the oil and gas sector, these things will all cumulatively add up and start to hurt economic growth in the country, which ultimately means fewer jobs for New Zealanders, and that means that the welfare spend will have to increase as well. So it's going to be quite a balancing act for Grant Robertson. The government was left with quite a healthy state in the book, so he will have some movements and some ability to put in place some measures, which may come as a surprise. But what's really interesting, and look, it's a little bit Beltway Wellington, but every government in the last 12 years has taken urgency after the budget so they could pass new budget legislation and new measures. The government announced yesterday they're not taking urgency, which suggests to me there isn't too much that's new or special about this budget, and we won't be seeing too much which, you know, you'd want to write home about. So let's see what Grant Robertson comes up with. I'm not expecting too much.
Just going back to that, the health, we're saying that there's been a lot of promises that Labor is not keeping to do with health. Do you think that's because David Clark has been left with this sort of minimal hospital stuff, and maybe in other sectors as well? We're seeing kind of some of the things that have been left behind, and all of a sudden promises that they thought they could make are being broken, not necessarily not by their will of wanting to follow through with these promises, but by the state that's been left behind for them and the money that they're urgently having to spend on things like that.
Well, David Clark was left with the highest health spend in New Zealand's history. Last year alone, we put $880 million extra into health.
But not into Middlemore Hospital, like the state of Middlemore Hospital as such. Something like that, that is unforeseen to a new minister coming in.
I think we've seen in recent media that David Clark was misleading over supposed sewage leaks at Middlemore Hospital. He was claiming that there was sewage all over the place. Well, there was a small still on a floor 4 years ago that was cleaned up with water. That's how insignificant it was. He ramped up the Middlemore issue, just as I believe Chris Hipkins is ramping up education infrastructure, so that they can get away with not having to fulfil a whole lot of election promises. The reality is, we were the infrastructure government. We were putting more funding into health care, and we were putting more money into education infrastructure. Mickey Kay was running up and down the country announcing new school builds and announcing new classrooms. You cannot claim we weren't doing enough in education. It's a political tactic employed to try and, you know, mask what will probably be a disappointing budget for a whole lot of people.
If National was in government, just to finish off, what would you be focusing on in the budget? What are your big priorities?
Oh, the priorities for us would be to deliver better healthcare for New Zealanders, continue to see policies that would lift the standard of education, and that includes more teachers, that includes different ways of teaching. I also think you wouldn't see us cutting a whole lot of spending to important infrastructure for the regions. We've seen Phil Twyford doing that, and I maintain that light rail down the middle of Dominion Road isn't going to help New Zealanders all that much. It will service a corridor for tourists to get to the city. That's about it. And we wouldn't be putting in place policies like Calvin Davis wants to do, which will and Andrew Little, which will ultimately lead to more people leaving prison in a manner that they haven't reformed themselves, and letting people out of prison early, or not putting people in prison when they should. That will ultimately lead to the crime rates going up in the country, I suspect, and we would have had a harder line on law and order, which would keep New Zealanders safer.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the House move.
Thanks, Kelly. Nice to meet you.
You too.
That was the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross. The Wire.